Please get your teens jabbed now, says the lead headline in the Irish Daily Mail. That's over the paper's report that parents have been urged by the chief medical officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, to register children aged between 12 and 15 for a COVID vaccine as soon as possible. And vaccination is the main story for three other papers as well. The Irish Independent describes a new push to give vaccines to secondary students by September. The Irish Times says that the vaccination programme is to be extended with boosters offered to older and vulnerable people and vaccines to children. The paper speaks of government concerns about the potential for reinfection and more cases among young people. The Irish Daily Star highlights the remark by the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar that Ireland is set to outdo the UK's level of vaccination. We should overtake them in next week or so. Well done, he said. The Irish Examiner reports on the children's charity Barnardo's latest back-to-school survey. The government has been urged to fast-forward plans for dealing with the impact of COVID on school children. The paper says that parents fear the toll that the pandemic has had on their children's mental and emotional state, as well as their educational development. The Irish Daily Mirror's main story is the Garda investigation of the alleged rape of a member of the Defence Forces at a hotel in Dublin earlier this week. The Irish Sun leads with the trial in the Central Criminal Court of Daniel Murta, who has pleaded not guilty to the murder but guilty to the manslaughter of his ex-girlfriend Nadine Lott in Arklow in 2019. The Times reports on its front page that 12 towns and villages across Ireland will continue discharging raw sewage into open waters after 2024 because of continuing delays by Irish Water in connecting them to wastewater treatment plants. Also in the Times, Miriam Lord writes about the protest by brides-to-be in Dublin yesterday. To say that the press photographers were distraught is an understatement, she writes. It's been an awful pandemic for them, condemned in the main to a no-frills diet of men in dark suits. No chance to go to racecourses and festivals to photograph all the lovely girls. But yesterday, when the brides-to-be marched on government buildings in protest at restrictions on wedding attendances because of COVID-19, there were very few of them. Five are shown in Dara MacDonald's photograph, and they were wearing simple white summer dresses and tennis shoes. "Where's all the brides?" wailed one photographer. "I can't see any dresses or veils. What's going on?"